Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Let's get started. Hey, look, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. Shabbat Shalom to those of us that received that. And we want to say also, you know, we are dealing with the creation. Those of us that's online, that's listening to Blog Talk Radio live, and that listen to us when you can, God bless you. We're saying Shabbat Shalom to you as well. We are still in the creation. We're still dealing with the firmament. Now we're going to deal with the properties of the firmament. Because, see, I know when we are listening to a lot of the creation precepts, we kind of breeze through it. What the Father has allowed me to see is that with this creation, He is actually doing a lot more than just giving us a glossary. He is showing us exactly how and when He do something, He's showing us what it is that He is doing. Amen. So this is that thing. We are going into those things. So when we read the Bible, when He say He calls hailstones to come down from the heavens, we know what He's doing. When He say He calls the flood, we know what He's doing. When He said He's causing rain or drought, we know what He's doing. So this is why we are going into this creation detail, because He's detailed. He's very, very, very detailed. So if I can ask my brothers and sisters, if we can uncover our heads, and sisters, if we can cover our head as we approach the Father. I'll say Shabbat Shalom to Sister Ray, if you hear her voice in the background.
Shabbat Shalom, King Free. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heaviness. I mean, heaven.
Amen.
No, I want to do this over again.
Okay, read it again.
Hold on.
Okay. Take your time.
No, I'm putting on my do not disturb because now everybody wants to
distract. Okay, there you go.
That was distracting. Okay. Forgive me, everyone. Psalms 89, verse 1 reads, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in thy very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah.
Selah.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 89, verses 1 through 4. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. 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 Praise God, everyone. Shabbat shalom, Sister Bessie, Brother Antoine, Brother Lon. Shalom, shalom, family. God bless you. Now, let's look at this precept. Let's look at these things as well. Now, we're going to get into this precept, the firmament, you know, the creation, I should say. What do you mean, the creation? The creation is where we are, where we exist in. Those things belong to him. Ooh, I left my notebook over there. Would you get it from the place? Those things belong to him. And when we read Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, chapter 1, we kind of go through it and, you know, blah, 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 blah. We're so busy trying to get the revelations. I know I was. We're so busy trying to get the revelations. We kind of blow through that. But after reading the Bible a couple of two or three times, you start seeing them things that they stand out and that they are important and that he's not just, we're going to pray for you, brother. They're just not things that he honorable mentions. You know, they are actually things that he's going to do throughout the word of God and through our lifetime. So let's get started with this as we start every creation lesson. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And when you receive it, read down to verse 8, please.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Amen. So this is that thing. So we already covered the first day. We dealt with in the beginning. We dealt with who God introducing himself. We dealt with how heaven was created. We dealt with the evening and the morning, and we dealt with the water, that water itself. We kind of bring that back up again because when you're dealing with the firmament, He's separating that very water that we're speaking of right now from the earth to create this thing called the firmament. So he's doing that. Now, we also dealt with the face of the deep, form and void. We dealt with all the things that the Father had did in the first day. He has allowed us to get through the first day. I'm not saying we taught everything toward it, but what I would say is this, is that we dealt with enough. So when you read the Bible, you can get a little more understanding of what it is that he is doing with the first day. Now we're in the second day. We're in the second day of the creation. What do you mean? We are dealing with that firmament. We're dealing with the firmament of God. We're dealing with those things that belong to that law. So let's get into those things. Read, go to the next verse, please.
Genesis 1:6.
Amen.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which are above, were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Okay, so now we see that God took the waters that was on the earth in the first day, amen, and then he put a firmament in the middle. Now, I know a lot of us, when we think about that firmament, the first thing we think of is the sky. Amen. The second thing we think of is outer space, you know, or the universe, or the stars and the moon and places like that. That's true, but it's way more bigger than that. It's way more massive than that. It is, we can't even conceive it. That's how big it is. That's how huge and enormous this firmament is. We can't even conceive how large and how vast it is. So we're going to kind of give us an idea what it is. So first, let's start this in Revelation 22:1, right? Because now we got to look at that water, because that water is ground zero, right? What is this water that he separated, the water that he put the firmament in the midst of? All right, go to Revelation 22:1. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 22:1 reads, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God.
That's the water that was in the beginning. That's the water that was in Genesis 1. That's the water that brought, that he separated from the earth. This is the water that he had the earth covered in, a pure river of water of life that came from his throne. So that's the water he actually created, brothers and sisters. This is what this is. This is what this thing is. So we are looking at that. And I'm going to tell you something. The water that he used here gave life to everything we know. Everything. That even includes those planets up there that we see in the cosmos, those planets up there. The planets and the stars that we want to call them in the cosmos. Even in some of the, when we're looking at astronomy, we can see that even some of these planets actually have a liquid format that's actually alive and moving. There are liquid forms of water or water properties in our solar system. Amen. In our solar system, that's actually having hurricanes the size of the earth or even bigger, because the planet is just that big. So we are talking about that water. That water gave life to those planets. Those things that are going on there came from this water. Also, that water is what covered Pluto, which made it a witness to us, because for many, many years, scientists thought Pluto was a planet, and it's not. It's a floating ice cube. A floating ice cube. Now, Why would it be a floating ice cube in our solar system? Why would God have that there? Well, I got a couple of things that are, you know, kind of had me scratching my head. One is that it's bound by time within our solar system. It binds time. It completes time. What do you mean? Well, let's say this. How long does it take for a woman to give birth? Right? 9 months. Pluto is the ninth month in our ninth planet in our solar system. What do you mean? Every woman that had a child went through these conditions. Heat, fire, and cold. They all demonstrated that. And those things are within our solar system. Also, it's indicative of time. What do you mean? Pluto is a floating ice cube that revolves around the sun in its time. So it's also about the time window. We're going to get into that too, because he did create the sun, the moon, and the stars for time windows. So what I'm saying is this is that when he created the firmament, he's letting us know that, yes, he did. That's water that's up there. That water is a true witness, you see. So that firmament was created for the first purpose is that he called it seas, right? He called the waters on the earth seas, not oceans. You know, ocean is a pagan term like Neptune and Poseidon. You know, those are Greek terms for masses of water. But the Bible refers to the waters that's upon the earth as seas. And when Solomon built the temple, he built a sea above the beasts of the field. What was he saying? He was saying that same water that's above the firmament is called a sea. And it only makes sense, you know, because that's where he got it from. That made perfect sense to me. I'm okay with that. I'm like, all right, okay. So that makes sense to me. Also, when he created the sun and he put it in the firmament, the one thing the sun can't, well, the sun actually don't light anything but the earth. We're going to look at that when we get into day four about the sun, the moon, and the stars and their works and things like that. But just to bring us, you know, bringing another point to this firmament situation is this, is that the sun was created to give light upon the earth, not the solar system. That's why you got dark matter between each planet. That's why you have dark matters between each planet. You see, so this is that thing. What is that dark space? Well, how come the sun don't just light up the entire universe where we are? Because that's not the law. The law is that the sun is going to give light upon the earth. Those things. Now, also, the sun is to give light upon the earth, not the bottom of the sea. The darker you, the further you go in the water, whether you're in a river, amen, or in a giant swimming pool that happened to be outdoors, you know, if it goes a certain feet, it gets dark. Why? Because the sun, the law is that the sun was created to give light upon the earth, not through the waters. So therefore, we cannot see through the sea that's above the firmament, because that's the sun law is that it's give light upon the earth. So we can't even see through that water to even peek at heaven. So no matter how huge a telescope we create, no matter how huge the telescope is or how powerful it is, it would never be able to penetrate through the water above the firmament, which is called seas. You see? So this is that thing. So let's look at that a little further. Let's look at the properties of the firmament before we actually start getting to the things that he doing with the firmament. We may not get into the things that he's going to do with the firmament, this precept. But like I said, I like to take my time with this, and I like to really go through it because it's really intricate. And I love the way the Lord laid it out for us. Amen. So let's look up the word firmament. Amen. Let's start there. And Sister Ray, I know you got your dictionary.com, so we can be on the same page. So if you can, oh yeah. Also, if you can, download dictionary.com. That's, man, that app is just absolutely bomb. That's probably one of the few apps I actually pay for from Android or the Play Store, because dictionary.com is a joint. It is the bomb. And I'm going to say this, and it also mess with you too, how often you use it. It talk about your brain's, you know, power, things like that. It kind of make fun of how often you use it. But it's been times that it said, you know, my brain power is at 100 plus because I'm really digging. That, you know, and I mean, it's a stroke of the ego, whatever. But what I'm saying is, it's just that thought. You do want to be watching that. You do want to pay attention to those things. Amen. So. What is the firmament, Rhea, if you can read that for us?
Firmament, the vault or expanse of the heavens, the sky.
Okay, so we see that it's the vault of the heavens or the sky. Now, you got us guys out here, this within, even a Hebrew community, I ain't going to say Israel community, because Israel means Israelite. And if you're saying the earth is flat, you're not lit. Anyway, let me get back to this. He said, a vault is something that just goes like a rainbow. A rainbow is a vault. You see, so that's a vault. Amen. So he's telling us that the firmament covers the atmosphere. Continue. Skip down where it says now.
The apparent surface of the imagery sphere on which celestial bodies appear to be projected.
Okay, so it says this. It says imagery or imaginary, right? Because imagery or that can be physical or invisible, right? That's a law within itself. Also, it says imaginary. So anything that we imagine, you see, it's not physical before our eyes. It's within our ears. So that's also an invisible concept from someone that's actually trying to see what you're saying, because they're trying to get a vision of what you're talking about. So that too also testified that the firmament first was created as a glass, something that's invisible. I mean, I actually walked into glass. I actually walked into a glass door. Shalom, Israelite, grace and peace. I actually walked through a glass door because I didn't see it. I mean, I know I ain't the only one I know. Ray, have you walked into a glass door?
A few times.
She said a few times. I'm not saying how many times I did it, but I know. I did it more than once. But the thing is that when he created the firmament, he created it and it was invisible. So the firmament is invisible. What's in front of our hand and the space in between our hand is the firmament. We can't see the space that's in between my hand and this screen. You see, that's considered the firmament. 100ths of the second off of the earth, you are now in the firmament. The birds fly in the firmament. Planes fly in the firmament. The satellites are in the firmament, but also among our solar system. It goes to another level. Shalom, Israelite. So this is that thing. So when you look at the firmament, it's invisible. We can't see it. So when he created it as invisible. We're going to get into that. What else does it say? It says a spear, right? So let's look at this word spear, okay, babe? If you can look that up, spear, and give us the law of spear. We're going to get back to it. We're getting back to the firmament. But what we're doing right now, for those that are just tuning in, we're breaking down the construct of what the firmament was created for and why. So we're bringing up the properties. So when we start getting to the things that the firmament is actually doing, then we understand what's going on. Or when we see things that's going on in the planet, like that hurricane that just took place. Amen. That was created by the firmament. That's another conversation we have to be, you know, we have to take into consideration. So we like, man, you know, God is working. He's doing his thing. You see, so continue.
Sphere, mathematics.
Stop. So the firmament is based upon what?
Mathematics.
So when he created the firmament, it's not just this invisible thing that he put through stars in it for just to us to go, ooh, ah. No, he actually brought it with a dimension. You see, mathematics is a dimension, man. That is to say, we men don't have power over the firmament because we don't have the power to even see this mass or this firmament that's in between our hand and our face. That's it. That's a dimension. That's bound by mathematics. That's another conversation. And this is why I always say to them people that sit up and say, well, you know, there's no God and things like that. I said, well, you know, is there such thing as the absolute truth? And then they start scratching their head because if you say there's an absolute truth, then you have to agree that there's a God. So more times than not, they're going to disagree. And my point to that, my answer to that is 1 + 1 = 2. That's an absolute truth. That's an absolute truth. You can't deny it. You can't change it. You can't do nothing with it. 1 + 1 = 3 is a lie. That's a lie. That make you a false witness, right? So 1 + 1 = 3 being a lie do what? Bring judgment. 1 + 1 = 3 is a lie. So the thing is with people, they are trying to get away, or people that want to say that there's no God, they want to say this. They want to say that they want to get away from the judgment. You can't get away from the judgment because we witnesses to ourselves that 1 + 1 = 2. Amen? So he told us this. The firmament is bound by mathematics. What do you mean? That lets me know that the first speech of God, when he said in the beginning, was the word, was math. Why? Because math is an absolute truth. Math is an absolute truth. We can't do nothing with math because math will always testify of itself. You see, so that made God an absolute. So now when we start dealing with those things that belong to God, now we're dealing with the speech of the Chesedek, which is math. A form of the speech of the Chesedeks, male Chesedek, our father being a Chesedek, is math. So that speech in itself is an absolute truth. So, and of course, then he said, there's no lie, right? So if there's no lie, then that means that when he's speaking to us, of course, we can change a word in the Bible. We could change the word in the Constitution, right? They're supposed to be our laws that govern man. We could actually move a word here, move a word there. But when it comes to math, you can't do anything with it. That's an absolute truth. So the speech of the Chesedeks, well, I would say this speech of the Chesedek that he given us is math. Amen? Not that I'm a major in math or anything like that. God knows I'm still counting with my fingers. My thing is this, is that math is an absolute truth. So this is this. So he's telling us right now that firmament is an absolute truth. Not only is the firmament is an absolute truth, but it's bound by the truth, which is numbers. So it has a measurement. It has a measurement to it, right? In fact, let's go and look at Jeremiah. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter, let's see. I think I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 31. Before I go there, go to Jeremiah 31, and I'm going to see if it's there. Jeremiah 31, and let's see. Okay, let's see. Well, actually, Jeremiah 31 kind of go in. Let me see. Let me go to 33. Amen, because Jeremiah was an astronomer. People sleep on our fathers being astronomers, man. Not astrologists, not people that peek into, Shalom says, not people that peek into astrologies and things like that. They were astronomers. They were scientists. They were people that actually measured the stars and time and things like that. They watched seasons and things like that. So I'm trying to find this scripture. It's right. I know it's in Jeremiah 33. If it's not in 31, then it's in 33. So give me a moment if y'all can bear with me. Let me see. Did I write it down? Let's see. Jeremiah 31 and 35. Okay, it was in 31. Okay, Jeremiah 31, 35. Okay, so now he's telling us that the firmament is bound by numbers, man. And numbers is an absolute truth. And numbers is a measurement, right? So Jeremiah 31, 35, and read to the 37.
Amen. Jeremiah 31 and 35 reads, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof war. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured.
If what?
If heaven above can be measured.
That's numbers. Measurements is bound by either what we call meters, right? I don't even know what they even call that, but we use yards and feet here. But in some parts of the world, they use meters and kilometers and things like that. So those are all measurements. And he said this, if heaven above can be numbered, amen? If heaven above can be numbered, once again, he said the firmament is bound by mathematics. So he's telling us if heaven above can be numbered, read on.
Amen. Jeremiah 31 and 37 reads, thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done.
Now that's mercy. That's mercy for us as a people and as a kingdom of people that looking for this kingdom to come. He said, if you can measure the heavens, this is why I said this thing, this firmament is, for lack of a bigger term, ginormous. I don't even know if that's a word. I know it's two syllables. I know it's a conjunction, but ginormous, whatever. It's just that huge. It's just that fast. What do you mean? I can give you this example. When in the cosmos, we, you know, not in our galaxy, because our galaxy technically would be a block on the Earth, right? Our galaxy would be an actual block on the Earth in this planet that we live in, if we can conceive that. So the galaxy that we live in, the Milky Way, right, is our solar system, which is flying through the firmament. It's actually moving. And we're going to find out how it's moving. So now we found out, let's go back to Spear, right, and read that again. Let's pick it back at the one. And when you receive it, read.
Spear, mathematics, a three-dimensional surface, all points of which are equivalent from a fixed point.
See that? So it returns. So we found out that the firmament is a circle because it starts at a fixed point and it ends at a fixed point. So that canceled out that the Big Bang Theory, when they just said that it just became a boom, you know, which doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have any, it can't carry any weight. One, because if it's a goof, then it numbers is a goof. And numbers is the absolute truth, once again. And he told us, he said, if you can measure the firmament, if you can measure heaven, if you can measure the depth of the earth, and that's something we'll never be able to do because we can't get past lava. You see, so we'll never be able to search the depth of the earth. You know, so that's that thing. We'll never be able to do them things because we just don't have the tech to do it. In some parts of the sea, and I'm going to say sea, once again, brothers and sisters, stop using the term ocean. Ocean is a term like Poseidon and Neptune and things like that. It isn't a term in the Word of God. The Word of God called those waters that they refer to as the ocean seas. That's why you look in the Middle East, it's called the Red Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, things like that. That's that conversation. But then when you start getting in the western parts of the world, they want to refer to it as the ocean, and it's not. It is called a sea too. And that same thing that the firmament is in the midst of is a sea above that. And it has a current. It's moving as well, just like the one on the planet is. It's just as alive as the one that we see that we can't swim in when they want to throw waves 100 feet taller than an Empire State Building. What do you mean? The highest recorded wave by man is 100 feet taller than an Empire State Building. We don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want no parts of that kind of power. Nothing we can do with that kind of force. So the firmament also has immeasurable force. It's just that powerful. It can create a force that you can't even go outside. It can create a force that'll take your house off the foundation. It got a force that'll just move everything, even freight trains. There has been five tornadoes, and that's probably the biggest number we've ever recorded, move freight trains. The firmament got that kind of power, and then some, and then some. What do you mean? Hurricanes and some of our planets in our solar system that's the size of the Earth is also generated by the same firmament that's in between you and I right now. That's how powerful it is. What else it says here? It had to be that powerful to house all these planets, stars, and even the sun. You know, and that's another thing with me. You know, people want to say, well, all these things began in a big goof. I say, well, you know, you got to explain to me time, because time is consistent. And then you also got to explain to me, well, if you could say that, you know, all this is a big goof, then how much power did it take to fire up the sun. If you can tell me that, then I'll go along with your Big Bang Theory. If you can't, then you just talking loud and, like JB said, saying nothing. Continue.
Amen. Number two, a spherical object or figure. Three, a celestial body such as a planet or star.
Mm-hmm.
The sky appearing as a hemisphere to an observer.
See, now we see that once again, the sphere is also a part of the, so that same conversation when it comes to the firmament is also referring to the sky. So when he created the firmament, he spoke sky into the existence. Continue.
Amen. Any of a series of concentric, forgive me, transparent.
Stop. What is it again?
Transparent.
Transparent. Now, look up the word transparent. We're going to back up to all of this. See, that's what I'm saying. Right now, we're bringing up the properties of the firmament. Because when you bring up the properties of the firmament, then you can start dealing with the elements. You can start dealing with the things that pertain to it. You know, we're too busy just dealing with what's face value, man. How are we going to inherit all things and we don't even know how they even came to being? How are we going to ever inherit all things if we don't even know how am I going to inherit this car and I don't know how to drive it? Case in point. Case in point. That's my point right there. Amen. Transparent. What do transparent mean?
Transparent. Allows objects to be seen clearly.
So it allows objects to be seen clearly through it. That's why you're able to see me. But between me and this camera is the firmament, which is transparent. Between me and Rhea, is this firmament that I can look clearly through, but I can't see it. Why? Because it's transparent. What else it says?
Capable of transmitting light so that objects or images can be seen as if there were no intervening material.
See, so now it's capable of generating light. So the firmament has the law of light in it. You see, it also has the law of light. That's why sometimes, man, when it's dark, you know, like it's really, really dark, like say it's really, really dark or in your room or whatever to that effect, you can actually start seeing in the dark. You know, you can actually start seeing the dark. You see, and then your eyes start getting to the point where your mind start getting to the point, it starts fixating that you can see the dark and see through the dark because of the law that's within the firmament that makes objects visible. You see, this is why you can walk through your house, and don't get me wrong, I try not to do this, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you walk through the house, you avoid objects because you can actually see them in the dark. That's not always true. Like I said, I walked in the glass doors and I hit my foot on the corner of the bed or couch, table, something like that. That's a whoop. Amen. So this is that law. This belongs to the firmament. Firmament, it belongs to it. When he created the firmament, transparency was truth. So I guess it is. I guess mathematics being one truth and transparency being another, that means that we can actually see each other for what it is. So the law of the firmament is absolute truth. Praise God. I didn't see that coming. Then, like, it's a law that says when a man teach another, he also teach himself. I didn't see that coming. Read on.
Amen. Then the next one is, I did that one. Did I say permeable to elect?
Can you say capable of transmitting light? That's where you left off at.
Mm-hmm.
Objects and a center. Now, read one again. Just read one.
So one says capable of transmitting light so that objects or images can be seen as if there were no intervening material. Permeable to elect.
No. You skipped the synonym.
Clear.
The synonym of transparent is clear. So it's invisible. The firmament, when God created the firmament, he created invisibility. Right there. So no wonder when he appeared to the disciples after the resurrection, he just came out of nowhere. It's no telling how long he was there before he decided to appear, but he has the power of invisibility. So no wonder he gave the law of invisibility to the firmament.
Two, permeable to electromagnetic radiation of specified frequencies as to visible light or radio waves.
So it has a conversation. It have a speech on a guy. It actually got sound waves. So the firmament generates sound waves. So the speech of God not only is between us, but it's also in the firmament. So the firmament has a speech to itself. It has a sound to itself. Some of us heard it. It's called thunder. And understand this. You can't have thunder without water. That's that conversation. Let's keep that in mind. Thunder is in the firmament. We can't see thunder. We can see the lightning, but we don't see thunder. That's a speech. That's only in the firmament. And it says this. It says, permeable to electromagnetic. So also inside of the firmament, he gave it electricity. It's also electric. So some of the planets in our solar system is not only generating hurricanes, but it's also lightning there. Our telescopes is actually seeing lightning flashes on some of these planets within our solar system. Not in ones in the vast of the cosmos, but just in our universe. We got lightning jumping off. So the firmament has a law to generate electricity. That's why we have lightning in the firmament. Sometimes the lightning hit the earth. Sometimes it just shoot across the firmament, you know, but it has a law to itself. So people want to say that, you know, this whole creation thing of God creating man and the earth and things like that is a goof, then the words that you're using right now, you're a witness to yourself that he did. I'm not using a dictionary. I'm not using a Bible to explain the firmament. I'm using your words, your vocabulary to describe the truth of God. Continue. We are looking at the definition of transparent because this is a part of the, this is one of the laws that he gave firmament. Amen. Continue.
As to visible light or radio waves, so fine in texture that it can be seen through sheer.
So, like, once again, the radio, we don't see these waves that's coming off of my mobile devices. We don't see the waves coming off of the internet. We don't see none of those things. But the firmament has a law that would allow those things to take place. So, cell phones, communications of those things, computers, laptops, whatever we're using, was already written in prophecy. It was already meant to be. Do not get this twisted. Revelations chapter 11 says that the whole earth is going to see the two olive branches laying dead for 3 days and three nights, and they're going to celebrate. I'm like, well, how is that possible? The whole earth is going to see it. Well, right now, the whole earth can watch a soccer game. The whole earth can watch the Super Bowl. The whole earth can watch the World Series. So that's our conversation. That's the 21st century conversation. We're in that time window now. Now we're in that conversation. So now we see the firmament have this conversation that it can do what? Read that again.
Amen. So fine in texture that it can be seen through. Sheer. Easily seen through are detected, obvious. Free from guile.
Can't free from what?
Guile.
Lies. So like I said, when the word of God said when he created the firmament, he created mathematically, so it's free from any lies. Once again, 1 + 1 = 2. That's the absolute truth. 1 + 1 = 3 is an absolute lie. And 1 + 1 = 3 brings judgment. So when he created the firmament, he gave it a speech that it will be an absolute truth. This is that thing. It will be an absolute truth. That's that conversation that it has. Continue.
Amen. It also states, let's see, easily seen through or detected, obvious, free from guile, candid or open, open to public scrutiny, not hidden or proprietary.
See, that's why, you know, I put every now and again, I ask this question. If you have one gift, if God giving you one gift that you would give to the creation, what would it be? You know, and people say, well, life and love and things like that. And, you know, those things are beautiful to me. I think those are wonderful things. I thank you for saying that, because I know that you would give the creation love, and you will give the creation life, and you will give this, and you will give that. My thought on this wise would be this. I would give the gift that we'd be able to read each other's minds. Because if I can read your mind, you can read mine. There's no more lies. We would coexist in the absolute truth. And I know people saying, well, you know, hey, you read my mind, you probably throw up. Well, that's probable. And if you read my mind, you probably throw up too. I get it. You know what I mean? But to me, if we were able to read each other's minds, there would be no place to hide. And that's the law of the firmament. There's no place to hide. It's absolutely transparent. That was one of Obama's favorite terms. We have a government that's completely transparent. Just by saying that, bring a red flag, you know, but that's the law of the firmament. There is an absolute truth. And the absolute truth is we can't see this space between here and there. I can see my hand, I can see my right hand, my left hand, but I can't see the object that's in between other than this here monitor that I'm speaking to right now. That's it. Shalom, Dre. I'm going to read, click clear for me right quick, if you can. Because I looked at that, and I think we need to look at that too, because it's a derivative of transparency. So, let's look at that. Then we're going to start. We're going to go. We're going to bag back up again. So read the word clear. Because like I said, when God created the firmament, he created the power of, he gave the power. I say this. He gave the power of himself of invisibility to the firmament.
Clear.
Amen.
Clear free from clouds, mist, or haze. Not obscured or darkened, bright.
Not what?
Obscured or darkened, bright. Easily seen through, transparent. Free from flaw.
So the firmament is perfect. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's not just something that's up there that's nowhere, just, you know, oh yeah, he put this thing in between the water. No, man, it's perfect. It's perfect. I don't know what perfect is, but it is. I've never seen perfection before, but it is. Continue.
Amen. And then it states, free from flaw, blemish, or impurity, free from impediment, obstruction, or hindrance, open.
That's why we can take a telescope and we can see from the planet stars beyond our universe. That's why we can measure stars' light being billions of years from here. You know, billions of light years from here. What do you mean? I'm not one of those to say the Earth started 12,000 years ago. I'm not that one. What I would say is that our creation, our time window started 12,000 years ago. What he was doing with us started 12,000 years ago. I thank God for dinosaurs. I thank God for dinosaurs and pterodactyls and things like that. On this wise, we would be using all the trees up. We would be using all the trees. There wouldn't be any trees. Thank you, dinosaurs. You know, now the ozone is kind of choking out because he gave us the power to use water. Man is so greedy. They won't allow us to get away from fossil fuel. He given us the knowledge to use water, but man, greed will not allow us to use the water that he given us the knowledge to use. So we're killing ourselves because of greed. You know, thank God he's coming back before that happens. But my point being is this, is that the firmament is perfect. It's flawless. I don't know what flawless look like. People tell me, well, this is flawless. Really? Then what am I going to compare to that wasn't flawless before that was flawless? Exactly. So I don't know what flawless look like. I said once, I said 1,000 times, we never seen a ruby before. Yeah, we got that stone in our hand. We can see it. It's red. You know, it's a deep red and so forth. And sometimes the cut is really nice and such and such. But until the light of God shine through it, we never seen one. Because right now it's sleep. You see? So that to me is absolute perfection. The day that I'm able to see through a ruby, here you go. The day that I'm able to see through an onyx stone. How about that one? An onyx stone got a light to itself. It's part of the light that we looking through right now. But yeah, it's part of the firmament because the firmament will have to generate that kind of light for us to see through it. That light that God gave to the firmament was of himself. You see, so we kind of blasé our way around different things that belong to God, man. I think we should I think we got reason for pause. I think we should pump our brakes and really pay attention to what he's doing, you know. And so this is why we having this conversation now, because those things is important to me. And hopefully, eventually, they'll be important to someone else. Anyway, continue. What else it says?
Plain or evident to the mind, easily perceptible to the eye or ear, distinct, discerning or perceiving easily, keen, free from doubt or confusion, certain, free from classification or limitation.
See, absolute. See that? It's free from classification. That's why he said
classification
and limitations. The firmament is free from, it got power. It's unlimited power. You know how I know it's unlimited power? Because it's throwing the whole cosmos in a circle. That's power, Jack. He put the stars, the moon, the sun, all these different mega planets that's out there that's 100 times the size of the Earth, and they all going through the cosmos. And this is that kind of power he gave the firmament. We ain't giving the firmament enough props. We're not giving the God of Israel enough props for creating it.
And the last part says, free from guilt, untroubled, having been freed from contact, proximity, or connection.
See, we can't touch it. Can you touch the firmament? Can you put your hands on it? That's the laws of it. Okay, let's back up. Let's back up a little bit. Where were we? Okay, I think we was in Spear. Amen? So let's go back to that, because I think we kind of cover transparency with clear. So let's go to Spear. Amen? So let's pick it up at 1. Let's pick it up at 1 down at the bottom, if you could, right here, right there. We reading out of the dictionary. Let me pull it up. So next time we go into this study, if y'all will check us out next week, I'm going to be back here again, because I'm not done with this creation dig. So let me pull up what it is. It's called, wait a minute. This is it. Can y'all see it? Okay, cool. Can y'all see that? It's called dictionary.com. This app is boss, man. You gotta have it. If you one of those that's into researching those things that belong to God, and you need to find out what this word mean in our conversation in the English language, it got it for you. Sometimes it may miss, a lot of the sometimes it miss the conversation that belong to God. But general terms and things like that, it got you. So I'm telling you now, I approve of this message. let's go back to Spear. Let's get back to that. And let's pick it up at 1. Down at the bottom right here, right there.
A solid geometric figure generated by the revolution of a semicircle.
It's doing what? Generated by what?
A solid geometric figure generated by the revolution of a semicircle.
So it's moving. It's moving, and it's generated by God. No, I'm gonna show you how it's generated. Okay, where you get that at? Cause you picked up something else, man. Where was that at? Cause I told you to start here. Where is that at?
Number one at the next number one.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant at the next. Okay, you are right. It says a three-dimensional closed surface that every point on the surface is equidistant from a given point or center. A solid figure bounded by its surface or space enclosed by it, where R is radius and ABC are the coordinates of the center, surface area, and volume, any having a possibility or shape of globe. Where did you read that at? Point that out to me, because I don't see it.
Oh, okay. Nope, it's right here.
Man, that was some juice.
No, I think this is why people say that because they see the word semi.
Okay. Anyway, people that say the Earth is flat have no idea of time. okay? Not even going to bring up that conversation, but if you know what time is, if we're in the winter, then the earth is not flat. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it says, so a solid, okay, so where did you see? Oh, you way down here. I thought you was at this one. You at this one. Okay, well, no, go to the first one, one. This one, one. This one right here.
This one, one.
The one that it says mathematics. Okay, and then read down to that for me. Were you speeding? Well, you just moved from it. I had it set.
No, it's okay. I didn't move from it. You're thinking okay. So once again, the sphere, number one, it says mass, and then it says a three-dimensional closed surface such that every point on the surface is equivalent from a given point.
See, it always come back to the given point. And it's perfect. It's perfect. It's equivalent to the given point that it started. It's perfect. So that's why when we read transparent and clear, it said flawless. It used the term flawless, but when you use the term math, it's actually giving you the equation of flawlessness. Okay, you know what I'm at now? Okay, keep reading.
Okay, B says the solid figure bounded by the surface or the space enclosed by it.
So it's enclosed. It's not just vast. Now, here's the thing. If the earth is flat, then it's not enclosed. That means there's a point of no return. Understand that when you say that, if it's flat, you got a point of no return. If it's round, you're going to return. Okay, read on.
Any object having approximately this shape, globe. Astronomy, the night sky considered as a vaulted roof, firmament. Astronomy, any heavenly object such as a planet, natural satellite, or star. Astronomy, in the Capricornian systems of astrology, one of a series of revolving hollow globes.
Revolving.
Revolving.
So look up the word revolve. Because actually, the firmament is revolving. So we're going to look up the law of revolving. Shalom, Jake. Happy Sabbath, Israel. We're looking up the word, actually we're dealing with the firmament, and right now we're dealing with the equations of it and its properties. And right now we're looking at its works, and it says here it's revolving. So what is the word, what do revolve mean?
Revolve, to orbit a central point.
It's orbiting a center point. What do you mean? The earth being it. Remember now, the firmament was created between the waters. The center point is the earth. He separated the waters from the waters. Continue. And it's orbiting the center point. So it's going, it's going around the earth. I went counterclockwise because, you know, we left right to left, right? But actually it's, you know, clockers are going right to left. Read on. Thank you, Dre.
To turn on an axis, to rotate.
It's moving. The firmament has a life to itself. It has a speech to itself that is absolutely, positively flawless. And it's moving. It's in a rotation. Continue.
Amen. To turn, to be arranged or revolving credit. To be centered.
Okay, that's good, Ma. Skip down to that piece where you was at the other, that solid geometric. Oh yeah, you are there. Cause remember now, I'm gonna give you a really short one, right? Here it is. You a 357 Magnum is a revolver. There it is. A 357 Mag. Long nose of stuff is a revolver. You can spin that chamber. That's revolving. So the Lord is showing us that the firmament is going in circles. Why? Who think of that? Why would God create the firmament to move in circles? That's a thought. Go to Proverbs chapter 8. Go to Proverbs chapter 8. We're getting back to this. Okay, because we got to, you know, we got to get back to the firmament part of it. Amen. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 8 and let's pick it up at 22, 8 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Proverbs 8 and verse 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water."
Stop. So he said when there was no depth. Depth. Look up that word depth. Okay, that's D-E-P-T-H. Okay, not depth. Depth. Amen. So when there was none, no depth, right? So what is depth? Watch this. This is how he, this is why the firmament is revolving.
Depth, the condition or quality of being deep, the extent, measurement, or distance.
When there was no measurement. Whoa, my, hold up. The law here says when there was no measurement, because he said if you can measure the heavens, right? But wisdom is saying I was there when there was no measurement. I can't conceive that. All I know is that that's pure power. When there was, what else it says?
It says extent, measurement, or dimension, downward, backward,
so,
or inward.
When there was no measurement, when there was no when there was no up, no down, when no left or right, wisdom was there. That's incomprehensible. God want to give us a mind that he did that, and we want to be petty, doing dumb stuff that we have missed this conversation. He want to teach us this. Shalom, Sherry. He want to teach us that he gave a law to absolutely nothing. When there was no measurement, no measurement. When he created nothing, there was nothing is nothing. But nothing is power beyond our control because it's life. Like I posted this once before. I said God created nothing, and you know most people thought it was kind of humorous, but it is. But who think of that? Who think of creating nothing and give it this kind of power that it'll house the firmament? And remember, the heavens is above that. So nothing housing the firmament. Nothing is housing the firmament. Are we, you know, we got, when there was no measures. Continue. What else it says?
B, the measurement of sense. The measurement or sense of distance from an observation.
When there was no distance or observation, when there was no distance, when, because you said when there was no depth, when there was no distance, no measurement, wisdom was there. That's, now that's the point of no return. That's a point of no return right there. That would be a point of no return. Read on.
Sense of distance from an observation point such as a linear perspective in painting. Often depth, a deep part, or place.
See, when there was no place, when there was no part, nothing. He created nothing. Now skip down to verse let me see. Give me, skip down to verse 27.
Proverbs 8 and 27 reads, when he prepared the heavens.
Stop. Nothing was first. Then he prepared the heavens. You see that? Nothing was first. Then he created the heavens. Are we listening? Are we listening? Continue.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth.
See, now he put a compass on nothing, right? When he put a compass on nothing, he created a north, south, a north, east, south, and west. What did he effectively do with a with nothing? He bound it. He bound nothing. He put nothing inside of north, south, east, and west. What did nothing do? Nothing, thank you. Nothing has to go somewhere. So now it's going in a circle. It has nowhere to go but in a circle. Center or ground zero for gravity. That's why the firmament is inside of it. And the firmament itself is moving on the power of nothing. Duh! Who think of that other than our God? Who think of that? Okay, let's go back to we was in Spear?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's finish that. Let's finish that up, and then we're going to go back to the firmament.
Okay.
Amen? So.
No, we were in depth.
We was in depth. Okay, let's read a little bit more about that. Let's read just a little bit more, because I want, you know, we're pushing up on the clock. We're getting at 12 now, man.
I know.
I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, but we're going to do 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. 20 minutes.
The severest or worst part, a low point, level, or degree, intellectual complexity, or penetration.
When there was no intelligence, wisdom was there. When there was the most intense part, the most fierce part, the most fierce part, not fearful, but furious, like, you know, like, okay, furious, if I can say that. The most furious part of anything is nothing. Is there anything else to that? So we can go, okay, good. Let's go back to, what were we, Spear, right? Let's go back to that. Because, like I said, we got to walk details up, and then please forgive me, I started a half an hour later than I normally do. So next week, next Sabbath, we'll be here at 10 o'clock Central, man. Y'all want to keep up with this conversation? Just be back, man, because I'm telling you, we going in on this creation. And we can see it ain't cheesy. You know, it ain't cheesy. It ain't something to be looked at lightly. Spear.
Okay, going back to Spear.
Yeah, you was at the part that you was at that time, a solid geometrical figure generated by revolution. Remember now, the revolution came from when he said there was no depth and he bound depth. That's when the revolution kicked in. Now, when revolution kicked, that lets me know heaven is spinning. That lets me know heaven is spinning too. Read on. Hey, man. Read. Okay, well, read the solid figure. Right here, baby, right here. Well, let me read it. I'll just read it. A solid geometric figure generated by revolutions of a semicircle about its diameter. A round body whose surface is at all points equidistant from the center. Firmament. It says this, and the earth is the center of it. And it says this. On the grill, I got you. And it says, it just hit me. A planet, star, heavenly body, it says, any transparent, concentric, spherical cells or layers in which, according to ancient beliefs, planets, stars, or heavenly bodies were set. Well, we believe in ancient things, agreed. And it says this, the environment in which a person or thing exists, acts, or operates. That's between you and I. That's the firmament is the environment of where you and I operate or coexist, or machines, or the beasts of the fields, or the creeping things, and the beasts, and the fowls of the air, and the swim, the fish, and all of that. All those things could coexist within this firmament. And it says this, it says, an enclosed inner sphere, right? So it's telling us that the firmament is inside of a circle. The firmament is inside of a circle. It didn't create the circle. It's inside of the circle. So heaven itself is like a giant circle that, like a tire, right? Okay. A tire, the earth will be in the middle. The rubber wheel would be the firmament. And everything outside that tire is heaven. There it is. Okay. Let's see. And it says enclosed in a sphere or form a place among the heavenly spheres. It says, and I'm gonna read this one here. Great circle. Yep. Great circle. So the firmament is a great circle. And that's what we read in Jeremiah chapter 31 is this. If you can measure the heavens, then he said he cast us away. Mercy, Jack. Whoa, that's mercy. And it says this. He said a great circle, any circle on a surface, which would be the earth, or a sphere that lies on a place through its center, which is again the earth. And it says, or a circle that divides into two. One, two, right? The sea that's on the earth and the sea that's above the firmament. And it says, a quarter of a circle or a sphere, a line or a sphere that cuts all mediums, the same angle or a path. Okay, it goes into something else there. All right, let's go back to firmament. Okay, let's go back to firmament. We're going to finish it up at firmament. Amen. And then we're going to get back to some more of this conversation if we need to. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to do some studies on it. If we need to go back to this conversation and go even further into these things, or we can start looking at the operation thereof. I'm not in a hurry to get through it. I'm really asking the God of Israel to give me this conversation so I can finish it at the Passover or all 14 days of the creation. I hope I'm like 100 when I'm done. But I'm just saying, you know, this is that conversation. Anyway, firmament. Rhea?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's read that.
Okay, so. Sky, skies, heaven, heaven, the blue sky, a vault, Wilkin, Emperor, poetic, vault of heaven, arena, province, sphere.
Oh, I love that thing, province. It says this. It says province. So he gave the firmament province. Province is this. A territory governed as an administration or political unit or a country or empire. Ecclesiastical, a division of a territory under the jurisdiction of a metropolitan. Areas or countries situated away from a capital or population center. Oh, we keep coming back to ground zero earth. Let's go back. Let's finish. Let's go back to that. It says a government. I'm gonna let you get back to you to the definition of this, but I want you to finish reading firmament. But let me throw this in there. It's government. It says a territory governed as a unit or a country or empire. And it says this. Okay, let's go back to firmament.
Okay, and the last two says realm and domain.
Realm and domain. So it has its own realm. You know what? We are going to come back to this, and we are going to get back into these conversations because I'm looking for another conversation here, and it says this. And let me go a little further down. Domain, heaven. Yeah. Arena. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we definitely want to get into this because part of the conversation of the firmament is sovereign, and I got to find out where that's at. Amen. Hold on, let me see if it'll connect me right quick. Sovereign. Let me see if it. Okay. Because it says the firmament is sovereign, right? It said one that exercises supreme permanent authority, especially in a nation or a government unit. And it says superlative strength or efficiency, of course, paramount, supreme. It says having supreme rank or power. Let me see if it is this conversation is in the firmament, because I read it. It came up in the firmament. I'm gonna find out where it came in the firmament at. Amen. So I'm gonna find out that God willing, we live. We're here next Sabbath day. I'm gonna have that conversation of the firmament, and because see, if it's sovereign, that means that man would never have dominion over it. So that CERN's machine that they building, trying to cut holes into the firmament, they can forget about it. All you're doing is messing up the planet and cutting holes in it. Stop. You know, you don't have to have, you don't need angels to come back and forth for a portal for the angels. All you got to do is keep messing around, and the God of Israel will give you a whole bunch of them, you know. But no, you will never be able to cut a hole in a firmament. That's a no. You can't do it. We don't have that kind of conversation. We don't have that power. We don't have that genius. We don't have none of that. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we want to thank everybody for their time, and I want to thank my family that's listening on Blog Talk right now. First, before we jet, we got to say shalom to the family that's listening. Always praise God for you. Thank you for always tuning in. To our family that's in the States, of course, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom to you. And I hope you're enjoying this conversation. And peace be on you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. And our family that's in Canada, also Canada is growing. Keep passing this conversation around. Send somebody the link. Amen. So there's a percentage of Canada is going up. We want to say God bless you, Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace to you also in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you as well. God bless you, Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in Ireland is back. God bless you, Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in Jesus' name to you as well. Keep spreading this link. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And Peace in the name of Jesus also to you and your families. Germany, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And God bless you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Latavia, God bless you. And Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Amen. Our family that's in Nigeria, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Egypt, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you as well. And peace in the name of Jesus to you. And God, and our family that's in Ethiopia, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Uganda, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus as well to you and your families. Our family that's in Kenya, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Turkey, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your family as well. Our family that's in France, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Russia, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in China, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your family as well. Our family that's in India, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Myanmar, that's in Burma, people. I so speak in tongues when it comes to that. But anyway, my family that's there, I know y'all laughing at me. Y'all hear me all the time trying to get this out. One day you're going to show me how to say that. Our family that's in Myanmar, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Vietnam, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in South Korea, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you. South Korea's grandma. Shabbat shalom to you and your families as well. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families. In Jesus' name. Our family that's in Japan, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you and your families. In the name of Jesus, Japan is growing. Passing the link around. Our family that's in the Philippines, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you and your families. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Let's see. And our families that's in Indonesia, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And also peace in the name of Jesus to your families as well. And our family that's in Australia, God bless you. Shabbat shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you as well. Australia is there every week, and New Zealand as well, always, they never miss. God bless you, Shabbat shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. So I want to say Shabbat shalom to all our families, our family that's in Israel. Please forgive me for going ahead without saying Shabbat shalom to the family that's in Israel. Also, Shabbat shalom to you and your family and your families, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. So in Jesus' name, we want to say everybody have a happy, happy Shabbat. Man, peace be on the Shabbat to you and your houses. And God willing we live, we're going to pick this back up next week. And in Jesus' name. So, hey, have a happy Sabbath. Got to go and take care of a couple other things with the fam. Love you. Shalom. Shalom. And thank you for your time and listening to this madness, right? Anyway, Shabbat Shalom, Pam. Love you. Shabbat Shalom. All right, let's go.
Hey, oh my God.
Oh, I am on air. Sorry, fam. Whoops, I'm back. Hold on. I gotta close out my studio. There we go. Hey.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio shows.